Good morning, I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for a We Care About You update here on K-Country 95 from E-Communications. This We Care About You update is brought to you by the Baxter Regional Health System, and that's where we're updating you from today. We have Ron Peterson, President and CEO of the Baxter Regional Health System, Stephanie Free, an infection preventionist there at the hospital, and Tobias Pugsley, the Director of Marketing, again for the Baxter Regional Health System. Now, Ron, can you update us on the latest numbers there at the hospital?
Hayden, I sure can. If you look at the Baxter County and the five contiguous counties in the state of Arkansas, to Baxter County, you have a total of 394 active cases, which is down 180 from last week. And if you go back to August 10th, that's down just a little over 500 cases. And so the active cases in north central Arkansas have definitely seen a dip and a decrease. We currently have tested 31,416 individuals. We have identified 3,264 positives, which is up 50 from last week. And again, that increase is on a downward trend, so that's good. We have had a total of 867 admissions to Baxter Regional Medical Center due to COVID. That's up only 16 from last week. And again, that trend is going down, so that's good. We currently have 20 inpatients in the hospital, 4 in our ICU. It has been a long time since I've said 4 in the ICU, a real long time. And we have 3 on ventilators. On our employees, we've tested a total of 503 individuals that have tested positive. We currently have 13 employees that have active COVID, and of course, they are at home and in isolation. And if you look at the vaccine front very quickly here, Hayden, in the state of Arkansas, there are currently now 49% of the individuals that are fully immunized, which is a very good number. That's up about 1.3% from last week. And in Baxter County, we're up to 40.7%, which is up about 1%. And Baxter Regional Medical Center has distributed 21,560 doses of vaccine so far.
And Ron, you just mentioned that cases are dropping across the state of Arkansas and at Baxter Regional. Are you a little bit concerned about a rise coming with the Labor Day holiday?
You know, we have seen an increase following every holiday, and so we do anticipate an increase, but I think the increase will be a slight increase because I think people are wearing their masks, they are washing their hands, and they are watching their distances. And so I know right now, though, with school, with football games, with Labor Day gatherings, there's just a lot of gatherings, so I do encourage people to be careful, and we do anticipate a slight spike.
Again, that's Ron Peterson, President and CEO at the Baxter Regional Health System. Now let's talk to Stephanie Free, an infection preventionist at the hospital. And Stephanie, has the Delta variant hit its peak in our region? And what can we do to keep the numbers trending in the right direction?
Yeah, that certainly is the million-dollar question, and I hope that we have reached our peak and it continues to trend down. I will say, though, since school has started back, we have seen an increase in our testing positivity rate for children. Going back the week of August 16th, we had an 11.2% positivity rate. The week of August 23rd, that went up to 19.5%, and then last week, the week of August 30th, went up to 27%. So we need to keep that in mind and keep following the 3 W's, watch your distance, wash your hands, and wear your mask. And I'm going to use a saying I heard from a Razorback football game last fall, stay positive and test negative.
All right, Stephanie, thank you. Now let's talk to Tobias Pugsley. He's the Director of Marketing at the Baxter Regional Health System. Now, Tobias, we understand there is a slight change in the radio schedule next week.
Yes, Hayden. So next week, unfortunately, we all have a conflict, so we're not going to be able to be live with you next week. What we'll do is we'll continue to publish our numbers on Wednesday to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Baxter Regional, and to our website, www.baxterregional.org. And then we will plan to be back with you on September 22nd, that Wednesday. And like Stephanie mentioned, hopefully by then we'll have some additional information on booster shots to share with the public.
And that's the Director of Marketing at the Baxter Regional Health System, Tobias Pugsley. Thank you for joining us for this We Care About You update here on K-Country 95. If you did miss our interview, it's available on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.